Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. West Coast shellfish growers have learned to work around upwellings of corrosive waters and save the lives of their oyster stocks, reports Lane Welch at the Alaska Journal of Commerce. Increased levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are changing the chemistry of the oceans, making it more acidic. The carbon dioxide surge stems mostly from burning fossil fuels. The resulting increase in seawater acidity reduces carbonate, the mineral building block of shells, skeletons, and corals. In 2005, oystermen first noticed failures in production of baby oysters in southern Puget Sound, followed by failures at two of four of the region's major shellfish hatcheries. The oyster is still growing a shell. It's just that it is dissolving from the outside faster than they can grow it. So eventually they lose that race and they die, said Bill Dewey for Taylor Shellfish Farms in Shelton, Washington. Now they produce larvae around those corrosive events by plugging intake pipes to the shellfish holding tanks or getting water at different depths. But, Dewey notes, this does not bode well for other commercial marine species that rely totally on natural production. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.